Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline is Grant Dewey, the Executive Director of the Western Museum of Mining and Industry, as well as Jackie Wallace, the Communication Coordinator for the Mining Museum here in Colorado Springs. Grant, Jackie, thank you both so much for joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
It's our pleasure.
Great to be with you.
Absolutely. And, you know, let's start off with just a little bit of the basics. If people haven't been up for a while, let's talk a little bit about what you guys do first and foremost over at the Mining Museum.
So, first of all, we're a whole community campus, and the museum's a big part of it. But we also have historic buildings and fun events that go on here as well. So all kinds of opportunities, even rental spaces if people are looking for places for a meeting or birthday or wedding, anything of that nature.
Absolutely. And then we're coming up on that time of year, and it's a perfect excuse to get out, see the Mining Museum, as well as the pumpkin patch. The Miner's Pumpkin Patch will be starting off. And I guess the big question is, why a pumpkin patch?
We just love this opportunity for like family gatherings and getting together and enjoying Colorado in the, you know, it's the most wonderful time of the year. It's so fun. We have 27 acres up here, Andrew, so it's a big space. So we can have pumpkins, we can have games. We've got fun things like tetherball, and we do, you know, life-size Jenga and a hay maze. Plus, we have a lot of history, so we can turn on our machines, and we can do hay rides, and we do gold panning. So it's an opportunity to kind of display lots of facets that we have. Plus, it's fun, and you get a pumpkin.
Absolutely. And when we're talking about that pumpkin patch, how long will the Western Museum of Mining and Industry be turning over to all things fall and celebrating the annual gourd?
Well, in general, the whole month of October, specifically on the Saturdays of October, we'll be having the patch. And then there are other opportunities for people to have private parties and such as well.
And talk to me a little bit about what we can expect kind of for the experience at the pumpkin patch, you know, from the gate through all the different displays and obviously walking away with that pumpkin.
So there's so many fun games to do, and it's just a hoot to see families and small group of friends come out and play kind of like yard games and shoot pictures around hay bales. And we have very unique, fun photo ops on our campus as well. We have a natural background of beautiful trees and ponds and a stream, as well as unique features from our outdoor displays. So very cool stuff.
And we have family games. Like if you want to do sack races, when's the last time you did a sack race, right? It's not something you do every weekend in your backyard. But here, somehow, people just feel the desire to jump in a potato sack and race their family down the field. It's really fun that you just disengage from all of this media stuff and just play games together as a family.
Yeah, and talk about disengaging. You know, we see the growth and kind of that explosion, especially on the northern side of Colorado, Colorado Springs. But as you mentioned, you've got a 27-acre campus right off of I-25 in Northgate Road. So it's a perfect getaway and really that kind of escape from a very busy part of the city.
We are a little island, and it's beautiful because it's very easy access as well. So it's a unique combination that way. And we have fun, you know, special things like our blacksmith shop and our cider press, where we take apples and press them into cider. So very unique opportunities here on the campus.
And when it comes to some of those family-friendly activities, you know, what is the kind of general or maybe preferred age range as far as families? Is it good for really all ages, or is it tend to a little bit more of the older children, things like that?
Yeah, you know, it's funny, as I keep saying families, we do see a variety. We get grandparents coming in with their grandkids. We get whole families with their school-age kids. And you get a lot of the, you know, high school date scene kind of thing where the kids just come out and they can, we've got pumpkin catapult and pumpkin smashing, so they could take a bat and get out all your anxieties on a pumpkin. So it really works for all ages. And we have an area that has a market and food court, so you can sit around and have some food truck food and just be outside and look at the Front Range. We keep talking about our beautiful campus, but truly we're right across from the North Gate of the Air Force Academy, so you look out at the mountains there, and we've got trees all around us. It's really special.
Absolutely. You mentioned that market and kind of the food trucks and vendors, and talk a little bit about some of the other experiences that people can go out, go to the pumpkin patch, and really make a whole day of it.
Truly, you can. We try to tell people you take a couple hours. I mean, if you just want to come and get your pumpkin, of course you can do that. But plan for a few hours that you can do the games portion. You can do the hayride that will take you to the top, and you can see the blacksmith working there. We have machine demonstrations where we have our 1920 Osgood steam shovel, the same kind that built the Panama Canal. We're going to turn that on. Like, it looks like a big hunk of metal right there, and then it works. We have this amazing team that keeps our machines working, and it's not something you see everywhere. Different weeks, we have an animal encounter. We've got some petting zoo. They vary from week to week. We've got some Model A cars 1 week. We've got gold panning, like truly gold panning. It's loaded. There's flakes in there, and there's some gems, and you get to get your hands in the water and see if you can take away a treat.
Yeah, it's a fantastic idea, and as you mentioned, you guys have been doing this for a couple years over at the Western Museum of Mining and Industry, but what are some of the things that are going to be new and maybe something to get people out for 2022 if they've been going every year?
So a couple we just mentioned, the gold panning. We'll have outdoor gold panning this year, and the Gold Panners of Colorado will be there to assist us some weekends. We also have the machine demonstrations you can't see anywhere else. There's three or four machines that we run. And so those are unique and additions that we're doing this year as well.
And you know what's a really important piece of it is that this is our primary fundraiser of the year. We're a small nonprofit history museum, and this is how we try to stay solvent through the year. And you know, you don't want this patch of land to become another gas station. We wanted to save it as Colorado history right here, very accessible. So you're having a great day, and you're helping a great cause.
Absolutely. You mentioned it is the primary fundraiser, and this is a history museum, as you mentioned, nonprofit, fairly small, but there's so much going on. And let's talk a little bit about the museum itself and really what people can go and experience, not just during the pumpkin patch, but year-round, and really get in tune with what made Colorado, and especially Southern Colorado, really start developing on the map.
Well, excellent point. So mining and other industries helped Colorado get launched as a state, obviously. And so this is a fun place to learn about that history. But we also talk a lot about mining present and in the future. Most people are surprised to realize that in their lifetime, we'll be mining in space, very literally on the moon soon. So it's fun to learn not only about the past, but see where this is all headed as well. And we have indoor experiences that are great, whether it's the theater or the indoor tunnels and the operating machines inside. All those things are unique aspects.
And geology folks love us. We have this great fluorescent mineral display and very cool geology displays everywhere, rocks that, you know, geodes. We look very unassuming from the outside, but when you get in here, everyone leaves going, wow, this is amazing. So we invite you to, if you haven't been here in a while, come out to the museum. If you come to the pumpkin patch, we'll actually give you a little invitation to come back with a great deal of a buy one, get one. Just saying.
Absolutely. And, you know, talking about coming to the pumpkin patch, let's get down to that brass tacks as far as what we need to know as far as getting tickets, who needs a ticket, who doesn't, and ways to go and really kick off fall over at the Mining Museum.
So tickets are on sale now. We invite you to go either minerspumpkinpatch.com, or you can just go to our Western Museum of, you know, our WMMI website. Either place will take you there. The tickets are only $10 a piece if you buy online, $12 at the door. For under 4 years of old is for free. Sorry, I gobbled that one there for you. So 3 and under is free. Everybody else is $10 if you buy in advance and $12 at the door. How about that? And there is no discounting because this is our fundraiser. So we try to keep the prices low and then just ask that you realize you are helping us and helping the community, and it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, there's so much to get for that $10 a person ticket that is well worth it, and again, going to a worthy cause. And we obviously have to talk a little bit about the pumpkins and where the pumpkins are going to be come from, because I doubt you guys are firing up a lot of those steam shovels and pulling them out of the ground over at the museum.
All of ours are locally sourced. We have great contacts from Pueblo, and they bring them up each week, a new batch of pumpkins. So, right, you're not cutting them off the vine here. We've already pre-picked so that it's nice and easy to pick your favorite pumpkin and just, you know, take them home with you. Those are additional on top of the admission. So you can just come to the pumpkin patch if you want and get your pumpkin a different time, or you can buy as many as you'd like. So, you know, it leaves it up to each person to make the decision what they want to do with pumpkins.
Absolutely. Well, again, Grant Dewey and Jackie Walls with the Western Museum of Mining and Industry. We appreciate the time. For more information, you head on over to minerspumpkinpatch.com or WMMI.org. We appreciate the time and joining us here on KRDO News Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you as always.